Hell no.
Please. Welcome back to another episode of Sounds Good Radio. I'm your host, Shriver.
And I'm Big Nate.
And we were testing out letting Nate do the intro, but she got a little flustered, y'all. Nervous. She's nervous, but that's okay. It's okay. It's our podcast. We can do whatever the hell we want. So, welcome back. What have you been up to?
Getting beautified by my best friend.
As if we didn't just spend literally the past 48 hours.
Like, what have I been doing? You've been doing my hair. So, do we like? How are you feeling about it? Are we liking this body weave?
I'm here by my girl. Yes, I'm very proud of myself. Your girl learned how to do a quick weave for those that aren't watching. Because salon prices are just too expensive.
Leave it.
And once I learn how to do a braid down, it's over for you bitches. It's over. But with the nails, it's hard to do. So
we got quick weaves at home. Okay.
Right. So this episode, we're going to do a couple segments. And then we're also going to do something new because we're kind of like hitting a stalemate on what we want to talk about every week. So Neek had the idea to do some Am I the Asshole stories. So we don't know what each other got. So we're going to kind of be blind reacting as well as everybody listening. You know, give us your thoughts in the comments, whatever you think. Do you think the person is an asshole or not? Do you want to go first or do you want
to? Yeah, let's open it up.
Yeah, read your story first.
This is a little quick one, but this made me laugh. We met on Tinder. We agreed to meet up at Walmart for our first date. He arrived in a dirty, beat up Buick, but he looked good. He shoplifted baking soda and a spoon from the store. He invited me to get in the Buick and we drove to a park to look at the stars and talk about life. We talked about war, money, and relationships. And then we in the back seat. Afterwards, he pulled out his stolen spoon, baking soda, lighter, pipe, and cocaine, and cooked and smoked crack in front of me. We fucked two more times before he took me back to my car. We've been in touch every other day since then, and I don't have the money or resources. But I want to transform him into my husband. He's my soulmate on many levels, and I can see us doing big things as a couple. All I need to do is separate him from the crack. How do I begin this journey? What should I expect along the way? This is an Am I the Asshole?
Sorry. Girl, I was like, is she wanting to know if she's an asshole or a dummy?
Idiot.
Girl.
You will not free him from the crack, sister. Run.
Why would
you?
All,
then we fucked two more times after that.
Girl. First of all, as soon as I saw that baking soda and spoon, I would have did a shuffle ball change
out of there. Okay.
Please. Girl. You're not an asshole. You're a dummy.
Dummy.
Where did you find that one on Twitter?
Yeah.
I can't stand you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. All right, I'll do mine. So, am I the asshole? So, my husband had to spend 2 months in a different state for work. He came back 9 days ago. I'm obviously thrilled that he's back, and I have missed him a lot. I was hoping that we would be able to spend some time together, just the two of us. However, his mom came over when he was supposed to come home. I was slightly annoyed, but I know she was just excited for her son to be back. However, she never left. Like I was prepared to deal with her being there for a day or two, but not the full 9 days. Because she's been here for 9 days, we haven't had a second of time together alone. She insists on staying here instead of a hotel. For the record, she lives just an hour away. The guest room is right next to ours, and the walls are thin. When the two of us go out, she comes with us. Or makes one of us stay home with her, otherwise we would be quote-unquote bad hosts. She follows us around the house constantly. We want to cuddle and watch movies, and she's sitting in the armchair. We want to go on a romantic date, and we better make it for a table for three, because she's going to go with us. We have even left her in the living room to go quote-unquote chat in our room, and she follows us. Earlier today, I just asked her to leave, even though both of us had been hinting that she needs to go.
Right.
She kept saying she wasn't ready to go yet and wanted... Hold on one second. Sorry, I lost my spot. She kept saying that she wasn't ready to go yet and wanted more time with her son. I tried telling her we wanted some alone time, and she kept insisting that she join us. Finally, I snapped and said, since you seem to be oblivious, I will put this bluntly. I want to your son. If you don't want to see or hear that, then you need to leave. I know this isn't the classiest response ever, but I was frustrated. Anyway, she yelled at me and eventually left. We finally got to have our alone time, but now she's blowing up both of our phones, saying that I'm disgusting and have no respect for her, her son, or myself. She keeps telling my husband that she shouldn't be with someone so crude, and how dare he let me speak to her like that. I'm sure you get the idea, but I just want to know, am I the asshole? And she put an edit. She said, after reading the comments, I'll definitely let my husband know that he needs to step up. I agree, it should have been him who made her leave. I love him to death and want to be accommodating to his fear of making her angry. But, however, he needs to set boundaries.
Yeah, that took the words out of my mouth.
Right, absolutely. Get your mama.
Get your mama, and yeah, she could have just shut the fuck up. Actually, I would have just let that man nail me through the box spring. I don't care about the walls being thin. You're in my shit.
Right.
So you're going to hear it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you get it from daddy? Yeah.
I've never experienced something like that, but I can imagine how frustrating it would be. First of all, when the mother-in-law showed up, I would have been like, okay, you can stay for a night or two, but then...
Yeah.
It's time for you to
then
go.
My husband, you need to talk to your mama because she's got to go. And then you live an hour away. Go home.
Right. What? You're not, it's an hour drive.
Like, no. Get out of here. Mm. No.
Absolutely not.
Y'all know I don't mind. I don't need a white company.
Right. So, I don't think you're an asshole at all. I think you have every right. And if it had come to day 8 and she was still gone, you absolutely right. I'm going to lay it right on the table. This is what's about to happen. Well, you can either go or you can stay and listen.
Should have spoken up.
Yeah,
I don't feel like it was her place to, not even her place, but I feel like she maybe would have received it differently
if it had come from her son.
Yeah. And then you wouldn't have this. She's the most disgusting person. Are you supposed to be with her? All of that. But at the end of the day, they're married, correct?
Yeah.
And so the deed is done.
All right.
But he should have addressed his mom. And she shouldn't even have been taken to that point, personally.
Yeah, it should have never gone that far. So,
yeah.
You're not an asshole. Okay, do you have another one?
I do, but let me make sure they're actually am I the asshole and not scenarios that make me giggle in the middle of the night.
I mean, either way, you can read whatever you have if it's funny.
No, for some reason, everybody's on Kraken. I don't know what my giggles were. You
got sucked into a Twitter rabbit hole last
night. I was tickled.
I was not able to find anything on Twitter, but I'm also not active on Twitter anymore.
Okay.
You got something?
Yes.
Okay.
It says, an older woman at work always smiles when she sees me. Once, I caught her whispering about me to two other coworkers. My baby mama is pregnant again, so I figured I would play with the old lady for a while. I may even get some extra perks at work. I became her work husband, bringing her chai tea, talking about her African art, etc. I just wanted to, because I was bored and curious. Finally, she asked me to come to her house for drinks. I started arguing with my baby mama, and I told her I wasn't coming straight home. I arrived at the old lady's house, and she introduced me to her gay grandson. I think y'all should get to know each other. I tell her, I'm not gay. I'm just skinny and well-dressed. And she apologized. I'm so sorry. Everyone at work thinks you're gay. I'm not. My male manager is spreading rumors about me. We had an encounter. I didn't read this all the way through. We had an encounter. I was the giver, not the receiver. So clearly I'm not gay. How do I stop my manager from telling everybody without getting fired? Am I the asshole? I don't think you're the asshole, Mr. Giver.
Listen, I think it's important that you live your truth. You can't partake in a sexual act with someone of the same sex and in the same breath claim that you're a straight heterosexual male. Yeah.
You liked it. There's so many layers to this because, first of all, there's an old lady at work and you're going to smash on her in your free time. And then you got a baby, pregnant baby mama at home. And then, lo and behold, everybody at work. You
already smashed the manager.
What's going on?
And you're mad, like the asshole. Right. And you're mad because he's spreading rumor. First, it's not a rumor if it's true.
Okay.
And no, that's.
Is that how people think? Because he was not on the receiving end of this act that makes him not gay?
I don't care.
Because if so, then we got to talk to these men about some things.
Right. If you're doing the bending or the one getting bent, baby, I got news for you.
If it's with someone of the same sex, you're gay.
And then that's okay. Or bisexual, if you like both, and men and fine. Women.
And that's fine. Right. Do your thing. Everything works for everybody else, but let's be real, brother.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yes, you're an asshole.
Okay, this one is called The Milk Swap. Me and two other guys share an apartment together, and we all split the bills. The only thing that we don't split is the cost on groceries. Everyone is in charge of buying their own food. We don't touch whatever doesn't belong to us in the fridge, and we put our names on everything so nothing gets mixed up. This issue has been going on almost a year, and I'm sick of it. One of my roommates, we'll call him R, keeps stealing my food. I get home from work, and containers with my leftovers are sometimes missing. They have my name written on them, or my stuff finishes too quick. My gallon of milk, for example. I buy almond milk because I like the taste, but it seems to finish after a week, even though I've only drank it once or twice. I confronted R about this, and it's caused a lot of arguments. He outright denies it and tells me that I'm crazy, even though it's obvious. My roommate and I carpool together because we both work the same early morning shifts around the same area, so I know it's not him. It's always after we get back home, R has already left for work, and I notice my food is gone. My roommate has also had similar problems, but not as often as I do. I'm guessing because R doesn't like what he buys. The funny thing is, R buys a lot for himself and is even more stingy about his food. He will literally point out what is his when he comes back from grocery shopping and tell us not to touch it. Last week, my milk was nearly empty again, and I got fed up. I went to the liquor store, and I bought, this is random, regular dairy milk. Why is there milk at the liquor store? Anyway, I drank what was left of my almond milk and refilled the gallon with the one that I bought, the dairy milk. This was to catch slash prove that R is the one stealing since he is lactose intolerant. The next day, we get back from work and R is pissed. He yelled at me that he was stuck in the bathroom for 40 minutes with diarrhea because of my milk. He was using it to make a protein shake. I only responded with, "So then you are the one that's been stealing my milk." He exploded. Yeah, he admitted that he sometimes was drinking my milk and eating my food, but he was more mad that I switched the milks than the fact that he was caught. I told him I wouldn't have done it if he had just stopped taking my stuff or it had at least fessed up and admitted to taking my milk. Mm-hmm. My roommate backed me up. He thought it was funny that he got payback.
Mm-hmm. As you should.
He said it's a little tense right now. He's trying to tell my other roommate to kick me out. Little does he know we're both looking for somewhere else to move because we are sick of his shit. So am I the asshole? Absolutely not.
No.
Don't touch what is not yours.
Correct. And R's a weirdo, and good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't play about that. I don't play about my food, whether it's at home or at work in the break room. I've worked places where people flat out just, like, eat other people's food, and I just can't wrap my mind around what type of human being you have to be to do something like that.
Disgusting.
Like, not only are you eating someone's leftovers that they've ate out of or whatever, but, like, what would you do if, like, you're sitting there eating somebody else's food and they walk in and, like, see you eating their food? Mm-mm. That's weird.
I don't even go in my break room at my job. It smells funny, and I don't like being in closed quarters with people.
Yeah.
And I don't even eat at work. I just think all of it's weird.
Right. I had a roommate situation where she was eating my food, but, like, she would tell me about it. So there were circumstances where she and I would, like, buy each other stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I'd go and get some pastries and I'd bring it back. Yes.
Mitch, when did you have a roommate?
On one of my travel assignments on the West Coast.
Yes. I'm here.
So, circumstances like that, like if I go get a dozen donuts or pastries and I say, hey, I got this for us, obviously that is meant to be shared. Mm-hmm. Or if, you know, I'm cooking something, hey, do you want some of this? No, that's fine. But to get a text message saying, hey girl, I ate the rest of your pizza rolls, but don't worry, I'll buy another bag. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, okay, you're offering to buy me another bag, but like to have the assumption that you could just go eat the mm-hmm. last of my mm-hmm. food. Like you didn't, it'd just be different if you asked, hey, can I have the rest of these? Mm-hmm. Not, hey, I ate the last mm-hmm. of this, but I'll buy you another mm-hmm. bag. One of the many reasons I had to get the hell out of there. So.
First of all, it's the fact that I forgot that you even had this whole scenario going on in your life. And me being like, bitch, you're not even a roommate person. What the fuck?
I'm not.
So, first of all, that was number one.
Yeah.
Number two, you just helped yourself to my stuff. Like,
right.
I can get with, you know.
We're not that cool.
Eating something out of it or whatever. But, like, if you see that it's the last of it, that means back up. I don't care if it's two fucking pizza rolls left. Don't you dare. It's mine, and I was saving them for me.
Right. And if you don't have a bag of pizza rolls, by the time I get off work.
It's the principal. Right. Sometimes the principal is way bigger than anything else, and that's what you got to stand on.
Yeah.
And that's one of them.
I've had an experience with one great roommate. Mm-hmm. She was amazing. Mm-hmm. No problems. We worked together well in Denver.
You're like, what?
I'm not a roommate. Well, I've had three total roommates. The one in Miami, or not Miami, in West Palm. But she worked night shifts. So okay, she was great. She was wonderful. And then my roommate in Denver, she was wonderful. She worked from home. She was super quiet. Mm-hmm. We vibed great. Mm-hmm. And we didn't take each other's food. Mm-hmm. Like, that's weird. Yeah. Without asking. Like,
I think you got egg rolls. I mean, egg rolls. Pizza rolls.
Something.
Is it okay if I have some?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, and then when you follow up and you say, hey, there was nothing left. There's nothing left. I ate them all. I'll replenish them when I get a chance.
Right.
That's how you, like,
really. Yeah, yeah.
And
or like,
I remember you telling me this, and I'll backhand her.
Yeah. So, and like with my roommate in Denver, like I'd see something in the pantry, like, cause she was Asian mm-hmm. and she would get a lot of like snacks I never tried. I'm like, mm-hmm. hey girl, what is this? And she's mm-hmm. like, oh, try it. You know, that's a different dynamic. Right. Or like I would bring something, hey, you should try these. Mm-hmm. I got these. That's different. But to just feel entitled
just help yourself.
To, but we didn't.
I would have poisoned it. Just like homeboy did in the last story.
Yeah, it just, and it might have not even been pizza rolls. It was something that she helped herself to and then told me after the fact. And I was like, I don't like that. But I wasn't that big of a fan of that situation anyway. So, I now know I'm better off by myself than with a roommate. Because, I'm an only child. That's all I know is how to be by myself. So,
love that.
Do you have another one?
No, I'm done.
Okay, I have one more.
Okay.
I think, let me see. Okay, yeah. So this one's going to open up kind of a sexual subject. Oh. So mom and dad, if you're listening and you don't want to hear this, that's, you can fast forward, but that's okay. Well, this is, because you'll see, because this is something I stand very strongly on.
Okay.
I'll just get to it. It's titled The Bedroom Equalizer. Don't know why. And so, okay, here we go. I'm just going to get right to it. My boyfriend likes to be called daddy in bed while we're being intimate.
Okay.
I've obliged this request, but it's starting to creep me out, and I've decided I don't want to do it anymore. Okay. He's not happy with this and insists that it has nothing to do with the connotation of the word. He just simply enjoys hearing me say it. Since he wasn't budging on the issue, I told him I'd like for him to call me grandma in bed as a compromise. He didn't like this option and said it was giving him visuals he would prefer not to have.
Right, right, right.
Like, okay, join the fucking club.
Right.
Anyway, the last time he tried to initiate intimacy with me, mm-hmm. I started to refer to myself as grandma in the third person. Example, Do you like it when grandma does that? And he flew off the handle. Said I ruined the mood, made him feel gross, and I was being ridiculous. I think I proved my point, but he thinks I'm being an asshole. So, am I?
No.
Absolutely not.
It's weird, but it's you're not the asshole, and it's justifiable. It's just like my go-to saying, it's cool when you do it. It's a problem when I do it. So,
I do not like the entire theme of calling a person that you have intimate physical relationships with father, daddy, papa. It's weird to me.
Okay.
And it screams that you have paternal issues.
Okay.
I think it creeps me out. It makes my skin crawl. I do not do it. I will never do it. Because why would I want to be saying the word daddy in any situation, in any romantic situation, let alone sexual? That is weird. Weird.
Maybe I got daddy issues. Oh, yeah, I'm daddy.
No. My parents are watching this.
Sorry. I love you. Kidding.
No. Kidding. I can't. Mm-mm. That's always been a hard no for me. And mm-hmm. I tell people up front, the D word is off limits. I never call you that.
Actually, like, been with guys that, you know, some are like with it and some are just like, no, that's weird. And that's agreed. Fine. Like, okay. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I can call you many other things.
Right. There's so like, many words. There's so many adjectives that you could use. Why are you resulting to daddy?
It doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah. It's a hard no for
me. I'm going
to
get the D done.
Man. Okay. So, I guess we do have enough time. So, we're going to do a new little segment that Neek suggested I do. And we're going to call it Rock Talks.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a big crystal lover. I collect crystals. What?
Are we not doing the phrases?
What phrases? I don't have it on here. Oh, yeah. Well, we've already... Yes, we will do Don't Piss Me Off.
There's not Don't Piss Me Off either.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the note, and we have Am I the Asshole, Don't Piss Me Off, Rock Talks, and Talking to the Moon.
Okay.
Maybe it's next one.
I doubt it, but go ahead.
What phrases?
If you don't know, then let's keep on going.
We're going to do a TikTok for that.
I wasn't planning on it, but okay.
Oh, I mean, we can do it on here.
That's why I had it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so Rock Talks is a segment we're going to do introducing all of the crystals that I collect. And she suggested that I do this
because
I like rocks.
Yes.
So the first one.
I don't think that you call them rocks.
Well, because they are. Okay, I'm going to move my mic, you guys, for those that aren't watching. No, it's okay. I'm going to grab it real quick. This rock, this crystal, is my absolute pride and joy.
Probably one of my faves.
Okay, she's a big daddy. Okay. So, if you're not watching, it's heavy, but yeah, you can. We could probably just set it right down here.
I hate that.
It's heavy.
Oh, shh.
I told you.
Son of a gun.
Okay, so for those of you not watching, I will describe this crystal in the best ability that I can. So this is a piece of Mongolian jade. I know. Sorry if y'all hear the rumbling. My neighbors are
revving the engine,
testing their go-karts.
Carburetors.
Anyway,
stop.
So this is hand-carved Mongolian jade. And I know most people think of jade as a green stone, but it actually comes in a variety of colors. It comes in green, mm-hmm. this kind of like bone, mm-hmm. light yellow, mm-hmm. oranges, blues, and browns. I found this at a crystal show in Denver when I was visiting last summer, and I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I was like, oh my God, I have to have that. You can say it. Pull your mic back to you. So I saw her at a crystal show, and big, heavy statement pieces like this are typically very expensive. So when I saw it, I was like, there's no way I can afford it. Like, but I'm just going to ask. I'll just ask. So I went up to the guy and I was like, how much for that? He said, $120. I said, ring it up. And I was like, oh, wait, I got to fly home. How am I going to get this home? But I just went to a package store and shipped it home. I think it was about $100 to ship home. Okay. So, but worth it because I wanted it packaged right. And yeah, so I'll give you a little back info on Jade. It is primarily...
So this whole thing is jade?
The whole thing, yeah.
Different color.
It's hand-carved, so I guess he saw the different variations. Ooh, it was hand-carved in China.
Ooh, okay.
So I guess he saw the different colors and variations and had a vision. Mm-hmm. So if you can't really tell on camera, so this is like a mountain range, and these darker orange pieces are all little trees, and then there's like a little village here with a bridge and a waterfall, and it's amazing. So jade, or the I'm not a geologist, but like the medical term, the other scientific term, I guess, is nephrite or calcium magnesium silicate, or the generic term, you know, jade. It's primarily found in Southeast Asia, I believe Australia, and then I think the only place it's in North America is Utah, which is on brand because Utah is typically where most of our our crystals are mined. Going into kind of the properties of crystals, and one of the reasons that I like collecting crystals is because they're in tune with your spiritual being and all of your chakras. So the chakra related most closely to jade is your heart chakra. It is known for protection, physical healing, peace of mind. It helps with dreams, lucid dreaming, and recalling dreams. And in ancient Chinese culture, it is used to strengthen the body through life and protect it after death. So you'll see people wearing jade through life, and then as well as when they pass on, they're buried with jade in their coffin, stuff like that. So what I like to do, I now that I am collecting crystals, I know more about it, but I kind of like to go in blind, and I just go for the crystal that I like and the way it looks.
That you're called to?
That I'm called to. And typically when I then go back and do my research after I've gotten it, everything that it represents, it kind of, it's like, it's so on brand. So the fact that this is for protection of the heart, peace of mind, I suffer with anxiety, as well as dreams and lucid dreaming. We've talked about this before. I just think it's really cool that everything that I tend to pick out has some, it resonates with me in some way. As well as the zodiacs most closely related to jade, or the zodiacs that could benefit the most from jade, are Libra, Taurus, Aries, and Gemini. And I'm a Libra sun and a Taurus moon, so it's right on brand. If you guys want to check out the website that I sourced all this information from, it is www.thecrystalcouncil.com. I will put that up on the screen. You can search anything on there. You can search, like, I'm an Aquarius, and it'll tell you all the stones that are good for Aquariuses. Or if you pick up a stone out and you want to know more about it, you can type in the stone and it gives you a full breakdown of all of it.
I love that. So do you charge this too or no?
Yes. Oh, sorry. I got a short pain in my back. I'm all right. Yes. So they can be to cleanse or to charge your crystals, because they are thought to hold energy. You can set them out in the sun for the day, recharge them that way, or it's very good to charge them during a full moon, which I just recently did during the lunar eclipse. I set all my babies outside and gave them a nice little charge.
Praying for their lives.
As well as you can cleanse with incense.
Okay.
That's a good way to cleanse your crystals. So yeah, that's my little rock talks.
Fun and farted. Yeah. I love it.
So I have plenty of these, so it's going to take a while to get through all of them. So.
My hippie dippy. Yes. Also, I got distracted halfway through when you were explaining because your eyes, oh, Jesus Christ. They're green. Oh, green is green in the day.
Green's green and
yeah. It's kind of giving this. Mm-hmm.
Well, green and purple really bring out the greenness of my eyes. A lot of people think I have brown eyes, but they're green. They're like a very dark emerald green.
Yes, that's my favorite. When they're emerald, ooh, yeah. Ooh.
When they're like, emerald, I'm either really, really happy or really, really pissed off. You choose which one you make me. To bring out the green of my eyes.
I don't know what I'm... Now it's green when I see it. What am I figuring?
You're walking up in line. No. Well, and I think, yeah, I'm happy today, I think.
Okay. I don't even know what I am. I'm just here.
I'm hungry. Hi. I do know that.
What are we eating?
Waffle House?
Oh.
I could tear down. Tear down a bacon, egg, and cheese toaster.
You know the last time I... Don't even,
let's not read this. Trauma. Okay. Okay, do we want to do the phrases or do we want to make it a TikTok?
It doesn't matter to me. All right. We're going to do phrases.
I can turn this into a TikTok because I'm a multifaceted
that's
queen.
That's what I was thinking, but hey, what do I know? I'm just here.
Okay.
So I saw this little trend going on TikTok, and I thought it was kind of funny. And it's like phrases, which are commonly known black phrases. I don't really think they're black phrases per se, but I feel like they're southern phrases. I honestly feel like you're going to get a majority of them.
Okay.
I don't know if it's because we've been friends so long or because I think it's a southern thing, but I'm also delusional. So
if you haven't seen this, I've seen a gist of it, but I try to scroll past them because I didn't want to be like cheating and know all the answers. But basically, she's going to say a phrase and I have to finish the phrase and we'll see how chocolate my white is. Sorry. Okay.
I don't think you're going to get this one. Okay. When we get in this store,
don't ask for nothing. Don't touch nothing. Okay.
Got that one. Okay. Get rich.
Or die trying.
Okay. The blacker the berry.
The sweeter the juice.
Uh-huh. If you can, huh?
You heard me?
You sure? You want to give it another one? If you can, huh? You can hear.
Okay. Well, heard me, yeah. But I didn't know the actual saying, but yes.
Okay. This is easy. Don't start nothing.
You can't finish?
Bitch, I can't stand.
Don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff?
Don't start none, won't be none.
Don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff.
Sorry. Okay, sorry. Okay, I wonder about this one. You lay down with dogs.
You stand up with fleas.
You'll get up with fleas.
You'll get up with fleas. Okay.
Okay. A hard head.
Is a soft heart.
Please don't piss me off. A hard head makes a soft ass.
Oh, I like that one better. Because I'm hard-headed. I'll tell you that.
Okay. You made your bed.
Now lay in it.
Uh-huh.
Bitch.
Okay. Don't let your mouth write a...
check you can't cash.
That your ass can't cash. Okay. Oh, this one my granddad used to tell me. As long as I owe you...
I don't know this one.
As long as I owe you something, you'll never need anything in the world. So, like, if somebody owes you money, then if you go out and you don't have it, since they owe you, they'll
cover. I got you. Okay. That's a very old head saying for sure.
If you can't stand the heat.
Get out the kitchen.
Okay. You're dumber than.
A box of rocks.
Stop all that crying before.
I give you something to cry about.
Two wrongs.
Don't make a right.
Okay.
That's not black. That's just Southern.
That's what I said. All right. Do I look like?
Boo Boo the Fool.
I was born at night.
But not last night. Okay. And was 12:07. Thank you again.
My name's Bennett.
And I ain't in it. That's my favorite. My name's Bennett and I ain't in it.
Somebody said, oh dang, it was another one. It was like, my name's Paul something.
Rob Peter to pay Paul?
No.
Oh, okay.
We got that one too. And this next one is one monkey.
Don't steal no show.
Don't stop no show.
Don't stop no show. That's a song. That's our jam. If I could play it. Oh, I love that song.
That was good. That was a good one.
Okay.
I like that.
I think I did pretty good.
You did good.
How many? I got about three or four wrong.
You did good.
Am I invited to the cookout?
Nah. Sorry. You've been to plenty. Hush. I can't stand the switch.
Speaking of, we need to get outside.
I mean, here's the like.
Yeah. I'm going out of town next weekend. And you work. Never mind. Get me.
Of course.
You're off on Thursday, right?
Am I?
To be determined. Well, we talk a lot of shit.
We know where Bambi is.
We're going to be right here on the couch. Okay. So that wraps up this episode, you guys. Mm-hmm. But before we leave you, I would like to do a little talking to the moon. So I came across this on TikTok, of course. Okay. And this one's going to get me choked up.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a quote from Lisa Nichols. Okay. And this is how it goes. Do not put a period where God put a comma. Your story is not over yet. Mm-hmm. As long as you still have a pen in your hand, let's write another chapter.
Yes.
So, with that, we leave you and we love you and we thank you for listening and we hope to see you next week.
And that's on period.
Bye, y'all.